Leo,
what's up?
You there, buddy? You can hear me?
I hear you.
All right. We played a game last week I really liked. Well, God, last week we were gone, actually.
Yeah.
So a couple weeks ago. And we'll get to that in a moment. A couple weeks ago, we played kind of a Russian roulette with the wave cart. We have to play a PSA, public service announcement, start of every show, I think.
Okay.
I think I also have to announce we're on WEBR, like, at least one time during the show, which, retarded. They figured it out if they're here, man.
Yeah. Let's do it at a random time.
Yeah. SCAC.org, WEBR, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I've picked four PSAs to choose from. I think we're all going to go with the same one. By we all, I mean you and me.
Yes.
The only two people in the studio at the time. But I'll run by just for the hell of it. The first, we have Cancer Project Healthy Diet, 60-second spot. Whatever.
Nah.
Unless it talks about butt cancer. I'm not laughing.
Yeah.
Selective Service, Proud to be American, 60-second version. We have the 30-second version of Selective Service, Proud to be American. God, someone's been looking at porn. The computer's clogging up. And the last one, which I'm intrigued by, because you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm a little, right?
Yeah.
Cheryl Hines, Wipe Out Whooping Cough.
Whooping cough?
Yeah, man. It's like mumps and polio. I thought that was dead with the Civil War. But I want to hear Cheryl.
I have scurvy.
Exactly. Pull out a tooth. Throw it at me. I have a teefer's bite. All right. We'll go with Cheryl. I think we can both agree on that one.
Yeah.
Whooping cough. It's a serious, contagious disease. It's on the rise in the U.S., but it can be prevented. I'm Cheryl Hines, actor and mother, with an important message.
When Cheryl you have Hines whooping doing?
Cough, the whoop sound is not always present.
It can
sound like a normal everyday cough. That's why many people who have it assume it's just a common cold. But whooping cough is much worse.
It can make
you cough so hard you may have trouble breathing, eating, sleeping. You might even crack a rib. And you can infect others, including babies who are at highest risk for severe complications, even death. Sometimes
adults
are off, including the one that protects against whooping cough. My point? Adults and teens need to get a booster vaccine to protect against whooping cough.
Make an appointment with your healthcare provider to get the whooping cough booster.
It's a cough.
This vaccine protects.
Hell, I'm not going to go on Wikipedia. It's a cough, far as I know.
A whoop. A whoop.
I'm mad because the computer that runs through the board, I think, because I actually was going to get some soundboard action going. Matt Ganoza sent me this hilarious Jewish sex hotline.
Uh-huh.
Which, let's see, we have sound clips. Just an example. I don't know, it's just this really, okay, there's I queefed, I'm dripping, my vagina, clean shaven, hot and sweaty, hard nipples. I mean, it's all said in the Yanta voice, so it's funny stuff.
But you can't get that working?
No!
No.
It doesn't seem to run through the board. Let me try. I'm going to play it right now.
All
Body
right.
needs loving. Hold on. Yeah, nothing.
No.
I'm not hearing a damn thing. God
Sucks.
Damn it. Well, let's play a little music, start the show.
All right.
We were listening to a little Hall & Oates, my Hall & Oates CD, on the way in, decided we need a little change of pace from the Tupac, so...
more Tupac?
Nah, just for the week, man. Because I thought it'd be funny to enter the show with this, considering it's just two men.
He's going to come back to life and kill us.
Exactly. Like the the Hail Mary video. He's going to pop out of the grave. But, Leo, dedicating this one to you, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Let me look up the lyrics real fast. Never close your
eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Take it, buddy. Take it.
And there's no that's all. That's all I know.
Nothing straighter than Hall & Oates singing, "You've lost that loving feeling." How long am I going to go with this? All right, that's enough.
All right.
Enough Hall & Oates. I do love me Hall & Oates, though.
Yeah, good band.
Little Rich Girl, Little Touch of Rich Girl.
I heard they're coming back.
Gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway.
Uh-uh.
All right, that's enough of that. Enough of playing with the CD.
All right.
And I guess we'll do the standard one last thing to open the show.
Okay.
The opening listening count. And we'll read it. Five.
All right.
Not bad. I can work with five. We were posting on Craigslist, trying to get more listeners to this. We were actually thinking about posting in the gay section.
And hey, man, if we have a gay following, that'll be so nice.
Dude, yeah, typically good income, you know, a lot of expendable cash. I'm down with that.
Yeah, man, hitting all the gay clubs.
But yeah, we were going to post as a gay show that in the casual encounters man for man section. And we're going to act like it was an underground underground show that just gets hookups going for an hour. I guarantee you would have had 40 listeners.
Yeah, we probably would.
Oh, God.
We should put our face on like some body picture.
Let's do
some
that.
Muscle body
oh,
guy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like some old 1970s Mr. Olympia thing. Like, yeah. I'll go over Arnold and you'll go over Serge Oliva. Oh, thanks. Thank you, Christy. Christy is mocking the Hall & Oates. I've
How
everyone,
dare she?
In case you forgot, I do have the I am running. I'm on as Lound Eyes. My social security number is as follows. Yeah, so hit me up there. Let's try, you know, get to what we've missed. We've been gone last week, man. It's the rust is wearing off a little. I'm lubing right. up, so to speak. Gay talk. But yeah, we missed last week's show. We both had our good reasons. We're going to go to Leo first on that one. Leo's reasons are better than mine. Far better. Well, Leo, what were you up to last weekend?
I was filming a short movie called The Spinach Inquisition.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me about it. You were out late for that one, right? Or was that Sunday? No, that was Sunday.
No, Sunday I came home actually pretty early. Like, I left real early, though. Like, I left like at 6.
Because I remember Mel was talking to me, like, I had come back from Costco,
uh-huh.
and she was, Mel's Leo's girlfriend, by the way.
Yes.
And we all live together in happy harmony, unless you're our landlord listening to this, in which case it's only me and Leo listening. Anyhow, and she like, cornered me in the kitchen while I was unpacking my Costco, and I guess she had to, like, unburden herself regarding it. She's like, they're working Leo so hard. He's been gone so long. He's working with a bunch of amateurs. And all I'm thinking is, like, F Leo, man. I got to put in my oranges. Like, you want to lend a hand with this stuff? He's the one to track down the opportunity. Let him suffer. But, yeah, so she was feeling your pain. Because apparently, yeah, one of the days you were out for a while.
Yeah, like, well, because Saturday...
And were you working with a bunch of amateurs, as she said?
No, they're very good people
really?
Who might be listening.
Oh.
It's like, I don't know. They're probably not listening.
Really?
But, no, it's just because the call time was 6 o'clock to end it.
Sorry, we're going to randomly get Hall & Oates throughout the show.
The call time was 6 o'clock, and we didn't end till like 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I wanted to go do something that night.
And you didn't?
No.
We've been doing very little lately.
Yes.
We went out last night. That was my first time going out in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah,
easily.
I think same here too.
We've been big babies. And it shows. We have no energy and no stories. We're going to tough it out though.
I don't have any stories like taking DVDs and stuff.
I'll be honest. I thought it was your beer pong tournament last week, like another round of it. And so I thought we're going to hear, you know what? You're going to tell the story right quick and save this show. About what you're doing next weekend. And again, Leo will be off the show. I'll be in next weekend.
All right.
I'm going to get a guest host, probably Will and maybe Christy.
Okay.
Hear
cool.
that, Christy?
Next week is a beer pong tournament, Maryland State Champs. Yes, people do make fun of me. You still play beer pong? Yes, I do. Okay.
Oh, not only that, what did you bring into our household, Leo?
A beer pong table.
Which is fun, by the way. I play with water, like a little queen, but.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't play with beer. We play with, wow, I am a loser.
Yeah, exactly. We're in it for the sport, not the drinking man.
Yeah.
Christy says she's going to live at that house. Yeah, come on by.
Yeah.
Anyone who wants to. I mean, we don't have people in, man. We're very reclusive for the most part.
Yeah, that is true. Oh, well.
We kind of like it that way, though. I mean, hell, it's been 3 months. It shows what's in our hearts. But yeah, man, if people want to come by and play beer pong, go for it.
Yeah, what you do
our
last
home
weekend?
Address, listeners,
oh,
is
no.
as follows. I'm glad you asked that, Leo. What did I do last weekend? Well, I took off because a friend of mine, Richard Harmon,
mm-hmm.
has another friend named John Callahan. John manages to make like 90K a year working from home, so I hate him already, even though he's a great guy. And he built his palatial estate out in bum F, like, God, you go down Route 50 for about 45 minutes.
Oh.
But built a palace out there,
uh-huh.
and the man just had a huge kickoff barbecue with actual like pulled pork barbecue and stuff.
Nice.
Best I've ever had. Like I went there knowing I'd just gorge. I ate something like 3 Titanic pulled pork sandwiches and then just started eating pie compulsively because it was in front of me. Like wolfing down chocolate pie and then huge things of mac and cheese. Like I ate so much so quickly, I was like effed up off food. Like I couldn't move and the sugar rush was just killing me, man. And so I parked like on a swing on the porch for like an hour and just kind of zoned out. And everyone's like, where did John go? And I was just spacing out, digesting.
Wow.
Yeah. Other than that, I think I stayed and, well, probably spent the rest of the day crapping my head off. Were you twisting to fart on air?
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm spent, sadly. I got off of Thanksgiving, dude. I had death farts.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, seriously.
Let's see, I had Thanksgiving and Chinese food the next day.
Uh-huh.
I'm still farting.
You know what? I had a bite or two of your spoiled Chinese food.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, I don't pirate food unless it's hit that, like, they're going to throw this away point.
Yeah.
And so I started shoveling in your chicken and cashews yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, after 3 bites, I wanted to vomit. And they were coming. Uh-oh. Hey, we have a caller.
That's Mel.
It's probably Mel.
For getting mad.
Yeah.
Her food, man.
Let's see what we can do. Broadcast.
Hello, caller. You're on air.
Hey, guys. What's going on, man?
Hey, hello.
Hey, just checking out the show for the first time, brothers. How y'all doing today?
We're doing well. How are you?
Oh, man. We're stoked, bro. Hey, this is Jay from Cadillac Rockbox, man. We're a local band.
Uh-huh.
How did you guys come across getting this great show, man?
It's just located at www.fcac.org. It's the Fairfax County Public Access Station.
Oh, dude, congratulations, bro. Oh, it's so metal, dude. Hey, how do we,
Too many dudes. Too many dudes.
Oh, you hung up one?
Yes, I did.
Oh, man, that's messed up. I'm like, we're going to have no listeners. They all hate us. hate everybody that's listening.
Only 3 dudes per call.
All right, dude. Come on, dude. That's so metal.
Hey, man, I used to be a metal kid growing up. Were you any at all?
No, I mean, I liked, you know, some metal, but I wasn't, like, dressing in black or anything like that.
Yeah, I was. That's why it turned out the way I did. Why did I pull the mic levels down? We looked a little hot on air. Whatever.
Oh, man. He's going to find us and kill us.
I was thinking he found us off Craigslist. If he did find us off of actually listening to the show, then I apologize much.
I thought it was one of your friends just faking, man.
I don't know.
Just mocking us.
I actually
or something.
Don't know. Hold on. Let's listeners equals 5. Peak 6. Dude, someone beat our peak.
What?
Oh my god.
Someone said 16?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because we chased off our listeners. Yeah. God, our mics look hot as hell. Like, to those who don't understand, a mic is hot when it goes past normal volume into the level of distortion.
Oh, am I, like, too close to the mic?
No, I don't think it's you. I don't know. God damn it.
All right.
The entire flow of the show has been ruined.
Yes.
Hey, what's the dude I hung up on? Call on it the name of your band. I'll plug it real fast.
Yeah, we're sorry about that.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
A little bit.
I think it was like Lockbox or something.
Lockbox?
Yeah, because I thought it was a
rival.
Thought
it was a locksmith harassing me.
Yeah, that was one of your rival.
Harassing the interests of Hercules Safe and Lock Inc. LTD Inc.
We'll get into your lockbox.
Yeah.
Oh, he called.
Uh-oh. All right, here comes caller again. Let's just plug the van and be cool. Hold on. Maybe I can get the button sequence right again. Yellow.
Oh, he's messing around with us now.
I guess.
He's like,
no,
oh,
wait,
I hang up.
Put you guys down. I'm not going to do all that crazy stuff, man. No, the band's name is Cadillac Rockbox. We're out of Alexandria, Virginia.
Cadillac Lockbox. And Cadillac. Do you have a website?
It's CadillacRockbox.com.
That's better than I got, man. I just got a MySpace that I'm using to promote with. And that's just a personal MySpace at that. All right.
So yeah, where are you guys performing soon?
Probably Jack's.
No, man, we do not play Jax.
Okay.
There's a long history with that. But
you got kicked out.
Jax, for those that don't know, the dirty local metal band, or the metal venue.
It is the Euro metal capital of the world.
Exactly.
Whatever,
every washed, like, first of all, real tiny metal acts and real washed up. Like, you can rock in, like, docking at Jax.
Oh, man, I tell you what, they had Pretty Boy Floyd or some lame.
Exactly. Hair metal comes
LA
through.
Metal shit there last
You're
night.
Gonna get warrant. Oh, no profanity on the air, my friend.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All good.
Yeah, we're playing. We're in the Bodog Battle of the Bands right now for the $1 million contract.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
And we advance to the second round. We're going to be playing down in the Rock and Roll Hotel, D.C., Saturday, 16 December.
Okay. That's the Rock and Roll Hotel, Saturday, 16th? Is the 16th of Saturday?
No, Saturday's the 15th.
Yeah.
That we can to the fans.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, but Saturday is the 15th. Hope you know.
Yeah, Saturday's the 15th. Yeah, Sunday's the 16th. Yeah, it's a school night show, so to speak.
School night show. Yeah. All right. So it's Sunday, 16th.
Yeah.
What time?
Yep.
What time?
Doors open at 6 p.m. However many tickets depends on your placement in the competition. So.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling in. We'll co-opt you as the official band of the show, CadillacLockbox.com.
Cadillac Rock. Cadillac
Rock. Oh, Rockbox. Rockbox.
I'm a locksmith. I hear lockbox. I think locks. Cadillac Rockbox.
.com.
www.CadillacRockbox.
Rockbox.
Rockbox.
Not a tongue twister, man.
Yeah.
It's no... Seashells. I can't even say it once.
Sally's collecting. I don't know.
All right. Cadillac Rockbox, take care.
All right, man.
And good luck in the competition.
Thank you, man. Have a great show, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're much more civil than me, Leo.
Yeah. Because I don't want anyone to kill me, man.
I got car payments and rent. I don't care. You know? Well, it's gonna happen. I'll get old.
I'm not at my prime yet, you know. Once I'm on that decline, then you can come and kill me.
Exactly. Once you hit my ripe 26.
Yeah.
Because I felt guilty, but then for the sake of humor, I was gonna call back and have him on the air and then just hang up again. That would have been real messed up.
Yeah.
So CadillacRockbox.com. Hell, let me give out my MySpace.
Do it.
You know, I've shilled this website more than I've ever shilled any website that relates to my show. I'm myspace.com/JPAPAGEO. J Papa Geo.
Nice.
Son. Yeah, easy to remember. Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
But that has actually my writing and stuff linked too.
Oh, it does.
And the link to the show that you're listening to now. Which
okay.
You obviously
I need to start linking stuff too, but I'm just, let's say, how you say,
what's
lazy?
Yeah, as the French say.
Lazy.
Oh, God. What is your MySpace? You want to plug that for any reason whatsoever? Other than just showing up the picture you dressed as Tyrone Biggums for, like,
yeah,
Halloween 03.
MySpace.com/Slummage.
Slummage.
S-L-U-M-M. M as in mom. M-M-A-G-E. Slummage.
Slummage.
Easy.
You know, we said Cadillac Rockbox so many times. It's stuck in my damn head now.
Yeah, I want to go on the website when I get home and see how they are.
Why not? You actually do that stuff.
Yeah,
you're
a
better person than me.
Actually, you go. If I like them, I'll probably go too.
Why not? Hell.
I'm just saying that.
You had
I'm
me
not
going. You had me going.
It's like, I am going. I'm just messing around with you.
Don't kill. It's just funny. Everyone has knives in the world.
Yes. Dude, honestly, if someone's going to like come and kill me, it's not going to be someone who's going to be like, hey, I'm about to kill you. It's going to be like
God,
old grandma.
It. Someone has 16 listeners.
All right.
Who did us like that?
Night Train Memories.
Night Train guys. Uh-oh.
It's Cadillac Rockbox.
Cadillac Rockbox calling it again to shake us down. Hello.
You should have asked if they needed a guitarist. Think of your brother.
No. Oh, Will doesn't play well with others.
Oh, all right. We won't talk about that. I'm all right.
Hold on, Mom. Let me put your levels up.
What?
Oof. Okay. Little feedback. Not much.
No, not that much.
Oh. Hi there, Leo.
How you doing?
Okay. But no derogatory marks.
Well, it's not derogatory. He does his own thing musically and everything else sucks.
Okay. Well.
That's true.
Then he'll have to be a soloist.
He will.
All right.
Mom?
Yeah?
I just wanted to say on air, even though I always, according to you, always make fun of your cooking.
Yes.
You made a hell of a Thanksgiving dinner.
Thank you, son.
And it was great.
Thank you.
And me mashing the stuffing together with the yams is why I was farting so much.
John, we mustn't be crude.
I'm just...
You can be funny without lowering your standards.
I know.
No, he can't.
Yeah. This is all I've got.
All right.
This is my bread and butter. Yeah.
Anyway, Will is a brilliant guitarist.
He there is.
Yeah. Okay, but, so if anybody wants a great rock guitarist, Will Papa Giorgio, go to his MySpace.
Yeah, go to my MySpace and find my top friend.
All right. Okay, I'm going to get off the air now.
All right, Madre.
Time for Youngblood. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you.
All right.
Young blood. I like how she said it.
Young blood. B-L-U-D blood.
Come here, young blood.
Oh, lordy. Gotta love the mom. Oh, my lord. I'm looking at the IMs that have been piling up the last few days.
A few days?
Yeah, well, a few hours, a few minutes. Blow me, Leo. I just went to look at the site. They look like, oh, I'm an asshole. I like to say Manassasippi. She said they look like the average, and they got Harley shirts, so they look like a metal band.
Okay.
Fair enough.
They said they're from Alexandria, Virginia.
Yeah, it could be the guys from our brother's last band, 20 Ounce Nothing.
For real?
Yeah, who knows? Sorry, I'm reading IMs, which makes for the most riveting of radio.
Yes, it does.
So, hell, let's fast forward a week since we really didn't do anything last week.
Nope.
So we'll cover this weekend.
All right.
Which entailed Thanksgiving. Leo went to Mama and Papa Reynolds' compound.
Yes, down in Dumfries, VA.
Exactly, where they live rich.
Ballin'.
Straight yeah. Ballin'. Tell me about your dinner experience, sir.
Basically, we ate our food right in front of the TV. Wow. Now you know where I get my TV viewing from.
You do like the TV.
Yeah, but I've
never seen a man use the DVR like you.
Well, I enjoyed it watching TV because like we were watching the Detroit Lions game.
How do you enjoy watching that?
Oh, yeah, that is true.
The Lions got mauled. What a brilliant pun.
We didn't get mauled. I mean, we came back. We only
a little bit. Yeah,
we only lost by 8 points. So
yeah.
So it's not that bad.
Was it? No.
8 or 10?
No, it
10?
Was. It
no,
was,
11.
It was 11. Yeah, yeah. 11 points. It was definitely two possessions.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
Oh, God, these library headphones are cutting the blood off to my ears. They're going to fall off.
I told you I would go get one on the other one.
No, don't worry about it. All right. I'm trying to get used to these. In the studio, they swapped our headphones around a little bit. I seriously have the things you plugged in back when you were listening to a record or a cassette tape on, you know, sex ed. Christ. Awful. At least they don't smell. Mike doesn't smell either, come to think of it.
Yeah, that is kind
of. Oh, weird. Never mind. Up close it does.
Ew.
A little bit like ripe vajay. Don't ask me why the mic smells that way. Given its shape, I don't want to know.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, man. I at least managed to not watch TV for 10 minutes.
Nah, that's cool.
And I ate, stuffed my face. We rented Christmas Story, which I'd actually never seen all the way through.
Me neither. Don't want to.
We both. Why is it opening Media Player? Screw you.
Cadillac Rocks Box.
Cadillac Rock Box. The official band of the show. I'm sad we didn't get to talk more about Jax. We really need to go to Jax sometime.
I've been there once.
You've been to Jax?
Yes.
Jax is the biggest asshole, man. I swear to God.
I vowed never to go again.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't know. Are you like the only brother in the whole crowd?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah.
Of course. You were the guy at the Def Leppard concert, the one black guy. Yeah. It's a very whitish venue.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, whole Springfield is.
Besides, really?
Oh, besides the MS-13s.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you're not like, cutting off each other's hands, you're listening to Motley Crue records?
Yeah. Like Lorton, Springfield, that area, yeah.
Really?
It's like white trash, I think.
Hmm.
And if not,
wouldn't shock me that Jax is there if it's like a white trash mecca.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like Manassas, but also, you know, you also have the black thugs, you know,
yeah,
and the white wannabe thugs.
It's like the entire state of Maryland, the trash of every race, thrown together,
yeah,
reproducing at an alarming rate. Maryland, that cancer upon our fair state.
Oh God. Maryland does suck, man.
Dude, we just rag on it 24/7 in my household. My mom's out of Maryland, so that makes it all the funnier.
Oh, okay.
But, God, yeah, especially when I used to work the lock thing all day, I'd drive around Maryland, and Christ, you would just look out and shake your head. Like, I imagine what it's like when a relief effort goes into, like, the ghettos of Russia or Somalia or something. You're just like,
And then I hate it when they come over here and drive on our roads, man.
Crappiest drivers in the world.
Actually, I think North Carolina.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why, are they just slow? Or?
Well, one, they're slow, and two, they don't believe in signals, turn signals.
Like, oh, God.
They just go in your lane, and they're like, I'm like, don't you see me here?
The Maryland drivers drive like they're on, like, lead-based gas, and the fumes are pumped straight into their car. It's just lazy, no signal driving.
Yeah.
Usually not that good on the speed limit either. Typically low, which I can't stand.
Yeah.
We Virginians, we get it done, man.
Yeah.
We do the damn thing. Hold on. We got to get the rock vibe out of this room. A little too heavy metal. A little too Merciful Fate. Yeah. A little Hollowness. Leo, you're just a kiss on my list.
Thank you.
Oh, God. We're going to have to wait like a minute to get to the chorus to have that make sense, too.
Oh, you don't have no fast forward?
Yeah, I might. Hold on. Come on. Sing it, Daryl.
Oh,
Hall.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, man. Just farted again.
Holy S. How long until the chorus kicks in?
I don't know. All right.
I just want to... half hour more and I can drive home and eat like a pig. My mom got this amazing pizza too, so it's gonna be like pumpkin pie pizza. Gee, okay, there, pre-chorus. James Electra show.
Yeah.
James Lee. Hollowness, fan extraordinaire.
Your kiss is on my list.
Your kiss. Alright, Hollowness, you bore me now. Let's see if this deck's a little different. Can I just cut through? Oh, yeah.
Song always reminds me of The Wedding Singer.
That's what this is from, right?
Yeah.
Commercials, actually, right?
It was on the soundtrack, I remember that. Because I had double disc. Someone's calling.
Oh, we're up to 6 listeners. It's John Oates. Send me food.
Daryl took all the money.
Hello.
I'm sorry, but you need to plug Mangino's Pizza at 6355 Multiplex Drive, Centerville. They have these exquisite pizzas. And, you know, I mean, they're so kind to me. They know that I lust after them, and they bring them. They don't usually do
this. When did my show become this Arab bazaar? Hawking their wares.
Anyway, Mangino's Pizza.
Mangino's, it's good.
Oh, God.
Excellent. Huge balls of garlic I was eating last night before going out. And all right, are you sure it's Mangino's?
Mangino's. M-A-N-G-I-N-O-S.
All right.
Mangino's.
Because that's one or two letters away from Mangino. And...
all right, John.
Man juice pizza.
But really, wonderful combinations and just so delicious. It's by the Sears up there in Centerville.
Sears and Centerville.
Yeah, where there's a Shoppers Food warehouse. It's up. You go further past the movie theaters. Just stay on that same road, same street. Yep.
28.
You go where you turned in to Multiplex Drive, where the theaters are, and then just continue along there.
Yeah, and
so it's near Bonefish.
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah, I didn't notice the
Bonefish. Fish bone.
But I very seldom go up that area. I very seldom, you know, go up beyond the theaters. Not anymore. Years ago, we used to, you know, have birthday parties around there. But anyway.
Let's talk about my old birthday parties.
Well,
didn't we?
They were always huge affairs.
I remember.
Always outdid ourselves.
I was very popular, wasn't I?
Yeah, we always
were. Thank you, because there was one girl who said she remembered a birthday party where she was the only person who showed up, and I was like, you are full of S.
Oh, no.
Thank
never,
you.
Never.
Thank you. My mom says I'm cool.
She thinks of somebody else's party.
Exactly.
It was Will's.
No, both of you have plenty of friends.
I see Mark Perez is trying to call in, Mother Dear.
Okay, bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Mark Perez, if you're listening, you can call into 703-560-TALK. That's 703-560-8255. Missed call. There we go. All right, Marky. Call in Marky, Mark. Come on.
In the funky bunch.
Yeah, we always call it Mark. God, I had to piss and I got the keyboard on my lap. Ugh. Your piss is on my list. 703-560-TALK, Mark. Come on. Get off your fat ass. And so, now we're just going to sit in silence till he calls in and he won't. I know.
So did you do your CNN headline of the week?
CNN headline. You know what? Thank you for reminding me of the bit that we had the rapeseed a couple of weeks ago and then the retarded kid drawing. Let's see if CNN has any good nuggets. Mark, you lazy pig. Call me on the air. Good Lord. Hold on. Maybe. Mark. Yes. We're on channel 37.
What's that again?
We're on channel 37.
Okay, hot.
Be listening and call in for real now on the show. I want Jordan. Channel 37. Bye. Okay. So
thanks for listening halfway through the show.
Yeah, really. Christ. Now you won't get the point of anything.
Yes.
We've been building, like any good storytellers. New window. CNN.com. Richard Harmon, Richard Marie Harmon, call me if you're listening.
Is his middle name Marie?
No, it's like McDonald or something. It has an M, though, and I always just call him Richard Marie because it makes me laugh. 703-560-TALK, Richard M. Wildfire hits Malibu like blowtorch. Who cares? Daddy killed mommy, boy three tells... Okay, we got a winner, like number one. Daddy kills mommy. Oh, Lordy. Let's see if it's funny. Okay.
Now, where is it at?
Chelmsford, Massachusetts.
Oh, it's in New England area.
Yeah. Let's see.
I would have guessed.
I was told to get funnier. Get funnier, bitch. Real motivator. That was Christy. Can't wait till she has kids. Be smarter, bitch. Run faster, bitch. Whoa. Gavin McGee, 3, told people that his father stabbed his mother to death. There's funny. That's a 3-year-old, man. I couldn't even tie my shoes. I wasn't even potty trained at 3, I don't think.
I don't know, because when I was chilling with Barry, he was like potty training his 1-year-old already.
Yeah, no, I took forever. I have real conscious memories. I think I took forever to potty train. My brother breastfed for a day. We were both F-ups in our own little, hey, Mom, call in. Give me the yearly stats. I remember I got Optimus Prime as a reward for finally not crapping myself. That's a real vivid memory.
Wow.
Mom, call in. Da-da-da. Jeff McGee pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. Whatever. That's not funny. The kid saying mommy was killed by daddy. That's funny. Mom, call in. Stop eating pizza. I want some. Prosecutor believes Holloway is dead. Thank you, Mom.
Well, hasn't she been missing for like over a year now?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, file under duh. Hey, hello.
How come you want me to call?
I forgot. What? When did Will stop breastfeeding and when was I potty trained? I know we were ridiculously late on both.
William was 2 years and 3 quarters.
Okay.
Stop. And you were 4 years old.
Ah, I knew it. Yeah,
oh,
I knew
man.
I knew it forever.
You almost went to preschool?
Preschool crapping myself.
Oh, man.
No, you finally did, and then you were able to go to preschool. But
they would have let you in.
The pediatrician told me that very bright children have difficulties.
Or serial killers.
Yeah.
All right. Wow, 4. I thought you told me 4 once before, but I was like, I see 4-year-olds. They're big.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a man-sized horse dump.
I tried every ploy, big boy pants, this and that. And
yeah.
You'd agree to it. I'd talk you into it. And then when the moment came, you'd dissolve into tears.
God. Wow. 4. Because I remember really vividly getting the Optimus Prime as a reward. I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, she remembers.
And when you did it overnight. I mean, you could say, well, you certainly were mature enough for it to.
Yeah, seriously. It's probably like writing a letter to myself, reading self-help books on it at that age. Christ.
Wow, 4 years old.
Yeah. We had to have long talks with Dr. Schweissel.
Good old Dr. Schweissel.
Yeah, what a dream of a pediatrician.
He was a good man.
Yes, he was. I hope he's still out there practicing.
Me too.
Never. And a pediatrics.
Exactly. I will give Schweissel the Garrett. He was a great doctor. He never touched my junk inappropriately or anything.
I mean, he always made you feel that everything was normal, and it was because he's teasing his kid.
Made you feel it
exactly.
No, I mean, because there are. Look, I learned that in my years teaching. There's a certain type of everything. You see it. You know, you look at people enough many years. You see that there are types of individuals, and you fell into the very bright, the bright type that was afraid to let go of something that you thought was part of you.
That's awful. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, man, 4 years old.
4 years old, man, seriously.
Wow. That's why you didn't go to preschool until you were four. A lot of kids went when they were three.
Well, I didn't know. God. That probably really warped me as a kid. Like, I was all stressed. I was still crapping myself.
But I said, once you made up your mind, because he had a long talk with you. Dr. Schweitzel did.
Yeah.
And that's what did it. We had the long talk again, and you were determined that time, and it happened overnight. It was overnight, literally.
So after 3 years, I was an overnight success.
Good Lord. We were working our way to that moment.
Damn. Wow. Your mom was still changing your diapers at four.
Oh. God, she was wiping my ass, and then I'm like completing full sentences.
Yeah.
God. Wow. All right. Wow, Mom.
Okay.
How did you put up with that?
Yeah.
What could I do?
I don't know. Give me a chamois cloth on a stick. Tell me to take care of it myself. God, four. Wow.
I don't think it's all that uncommon.
Light of that. Where I am right now is not much of a shock. God. Wow. Four. Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, people do things in their own time.
Fair enough.
Four.
Four, yeah.
And the thing is, you had no trauma associated with it. It was just you.
What trauma to kid have? Like...
No, he explained it perfectly. He said that you thought of it as part of yourself, and you didn't like that it was leaving or something.
Did I ever play with it?
No.
I know kids like reach in the bowl and do that stuff. So.
No, but you thought you were losing part of yourself, so you didn't want to see it go. That was his interpretation.
Did I wave goodbye to it?
No, when you finally were ready to do it, then you didn't pay any attention any longer. But the idea is that you... Plus, remember, you had a problem with constipation, so it was very...
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
It was very painful for you.
Oh, that's right. I had to drink that Castoria.
Yeah, it was because your Theodespina came from Greece and started to give you things to make you go easily.
And, it had to lube
and
you.
It had the opposite effect, I think.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and you know, and I because she was the veteran, I gave in to her, you know, when she said, oh, no, he needs to drink this to ease his bowels. I listened.
So she gave me Castoria or Greek
stuff? No,
no.
She had some Greek, you know, olive oil mixed with something or other she gave you.
Oh,
and
wow.
I think it just made it, I don't know, maybe you didn't learn then early. I don't know. All I know is you had a horrible problem with constipation as a child.
He doesn't anymore.
Yeah.
I'm laughing now that it was terrible. You would get embarrassed and hide and run to another room.
What was I hiding from?
I don't know. You didn't want anybody to see you.
What's to see? It's all on the inside. Wow.
I mean, when it passed, when finally you were ready to yield, you would get embarrassed and run away.
What? So would it look like I crap a heap of rocks or something in my little diaper?
Yeah.
Well, that was a quick answer. Good Lord.
Anyway, yep, that happened.
Wow.
But you know.
What else did I do as a kid? I'm riding this pony for the rest of the show,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're just focusing on
the butt stuff.
Not very attractive stuff.
Yeah. Well, what great things did I do as a kid?
Well, you were reading by three.
Nice.
That's always good.
So you're reading before you're pooping.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
That's a statement.
Yeah. An analogy for my whole life right there. Christ.
Anyway, what can I say? You were always a tinkerer. You always liked to take things apart and put them back together again. You were fascinated by things.
I remember shocking myself when I was little. I remember one time I shoved a knife under a capacitor.
Yeah.
And it released in me, and it knocked me out. And then another time I spat on a light bulb, and it blew up in my face.
Well, you... And remember one time your father said, don't touch that thing that was hot.
Soldering iron. Yeah. And I, of course, grabbed it.
Right.
I'm trying to think what else. God, we always mangled each other around that house.
Well.
Remember Dad was putting drills through his feet and stuff, accidentally.
We're rather stubborn people.
God. Yeah, we're a scarred, disgusting
my
bunch.
Way or this highway, people. You know, you do it to yourself.
Ugh, wow. So I didn't crap till 4, and I remember never sleeping a night either. But
yeah,
no,
you remember that? Oh, I do. You saw more times Tom Snyder shows, and because he used to come on at 1 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
and I used to be up with you trying to get you to sleep. And remember, I had to work full-time. Then it was so mm-hmm. hard on me, but you loved being with me. I mean, that was the thing. You didn't like that, you know, your Aunt Thespita was watching you.
I don't even remember her. Yeah. It was, I guess I was Dad's
you
sister.
You were an
right?
infant. Yeah, you were an infant, and her husband John
mm-hmm.
were here. They stayed 3 months. You know, because when I had to go back to work, they watched you then. But
okay.
She tried to keep you sleeping all the time.
So did I know Greek at any point?
No, you learned Urdu. One time I got a Pakistani lady. Her brother was a secretary at the Pakistani embassy.
I spoke Urdu?
You were speaking Urdu.
What the well, I don't remember any of this.
But you were little. I mean, little words. You know, you were only about 16, 15 months old, you know. But she would speak to you in Urdu, you know, like asking if you wanted milk and stuff like that.
Christ almighty, man. That's random.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, there's the highlight of the show.
Yeah.
All right.
How many slices of pizza are left from
all that you left. I didn't
have Maggiano's.
Three
slices.
Mangino's.
There we go. Manjuices. Mangino's.
Virginia.
Centerville, VA. Wow. Well, yeah. Thank you, Mom.
All right.
You're a hit with everyone on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's IMing and saying you are the best.
Oh, yeah. Flattering will get you everywhere. Flattery.
I don't like hearing you say that.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Love you.
Wow. 4 years old.
Good Lord. 4 years. I remember a little bit of it. I remember the Castoria. It was this horrible brown liquid that just tasted like ass. And one time I dumped it in Sprite, which made it look like Coke, so I thought it tasted like Coke. And then I drank it and was just sick to my stomach because it didn't.
Ew.
Yeah, little kids are dumb. You think dumb crap like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same color. It's going to take, like, they would trick you with Tussin that way.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was Kool-Aid looking. Oh, God.
Man, I can't get over that. 4 years
old. 4 years, man. That's like, I was probably shaving before I took a dump. God, 4 years. I see four-year-olds, man. I see two-year-olds, and they look big. A four-year-old.
Yeah.
I was taking piles the size of my forearm, probably.
Yeah, man. I was going to preschool and everything, man.
Wow. God.
I was already getting girls by
yeah, the exactly.
Time.
You're you were taking off your diapers to get some. Screw crapping. Ugh. Man, I just want to end the show right now. I don't care if we got like 18 minutes.
That was the highlight, man.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Let's do
We busted the nut and now we're just lying there in bed, like, you still here? Doors that way, not in my bed. Oh, my Lord.
What else is on the outline?
The outline for the show, which got typed into my phone while I was sitting in my boxers. See, okay. We start with where we've been, my barbecue-itis,
mm-hmm.
covered. Leo's Thanksgiving, my Thanksgiving, and the death farts, covered. My Black Friday with the mouth breathers. We didn't go over that.
All right, go
the
ahead.
The fact I was in line for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
At Circuit City. I wanted a cheap laptop for my mom, for the woman you just heard on the air. Who wouldn't want to buy her a cheap laptop? She's using a computer I used my freshman year at college, which was mm-hmm. like 1978 or something. You know, she's got to pull metal rings around to do computations on that thing. Anyhow, so I drove by about 1:30 in the morning laughing, thinking like, oh, what two or three losers will be out at 1:30 on Black Friday? It was like 200-300 people deep already. So I lowered my window and just started screaming at everyone, I was first in line, I was first in line, and then sped off. And I went to bed downstairs in our little sweaty mildew basement that smells like a certain area after someone runs a marathon.
Your ass.
And I woke up about 4:35 randomly. I was like, screw it, what am I doing better? So I go back to the line, which is the same length. And I get behind an Asian dude, like fresh off the boat Asian dude. And somehow, an FOB. And somehow we get to talking, and the FOB starts going on about World of Warcraft. The vice of the whole house that's listening to us right now, oh, Mark Perez. God.
Wow.
Right now it's going to be Mark Perez, Vivian, Richard Marie Harmon, and one Jordan Chavez. And they're all playing it together. And they will be all day.
For real? Oh, they got a new roommate?
No, Jordan was actually an old, old roommate back there. And he's just up from Funchester, VA, playing it. But you know the sad thing? I heard so much from them about it. I was able to have a full conversation about WoW with him. And then he was like, so how long you been playing? I'm like, never touched it, dude. And he was kind of shocked. And they said, please never touch it. It's ruined my life. Just like, speaking to the microphone, please, Leonard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go. Much better.
He probably was like, I came to America for the dream.
And exactly.
Now I'm playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Now I'm playing WoW and S&D for the $15 a month it costs to play.
It costs $15 a month?
Oh, yeah. It ain't free.
Oh, I thought once you buy it, you have it.
No, they screw you. $15 a month.
That's us.
Which in the long run isn't that bad, but...
Damn. Whoever is getting that $15 a month, man, they're getting paid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God. It's like the biggest video game in I don't know how long.
Yeah.
I ain't touching it. Everyone who touches it is just gone for like a year. I see them and they got the Rip Van Winkle beard. So, anyhow, I finally get it. It's just a sea of humanity. I turn tail and leave. Amy, who's been IMing throughout the show, thank you, Amy, for listening. Amy told me that Tarjay was the sleeper hit. And sure enough, it was. Like, no one was in there. It was a ghost town. So I bought a lot of cheap DVDs. Then we went to Fair Oaks together. I got some sneakers, some kicks. And, God, that was it. We went to Fridays together. Good old Fridays.
That's cool.
With the whole gang. And we're caught up.
Oh, okay.
Let's see what's next on the list. We got 9 minutes left to kill, man. All that right. Ain't much. That ain't much. We can do it. We got this.
CadillacRockBand.com.
Yeah. Oh. Cadillac Rock.
Rock Box.
Box.
Yeah,
there you go. RockBox.com.
My crack rock.
Crack rock, son. Oh, I have to pee so hard. We could talk about Miriam using her Persian powers to chop hundreds and hundreds of dollars off merchandise at Circuit City.
Go ahead.
I don't care to. She's not listening, and it'd only be funny if she called in to explain it.
Yeah.
Should we post in the Craigslist man sex section?
Duh.
We're doing that next week. For those that weren't listening, right. We are going to pretend that the show is to set up casual encounters for men. And so I'm going to post it in the casual encounter section of Craigslist.
Wait till 2 more weeks.
2 more weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to be in there for it.
Yeah.
We'll do that. And we're just going to pretend it's a man-on-man affair.
Yes.
Because, of course, I had typed half the post and then lost it, so I didn't go through with it today. But it read, like, come plug into my show with the other spelling of come. Come plug into me. That was it.
Yes.
And then it was pretending to be, like, a gay radio show.
And then, like, let's change the name for a day and say...
You don't have to... Papa's Basement. It sounds gay already.
Ooh.
Sounds like my back door.
I was going to say Papa's Glory Hole.
Oh, God. God, Papa's Surprise Hole. Oh, my Lord. Yeah,
that is
kind
of gay, though.
Papa's Basement. Christ. Be like your Greek host, Papa's Basement. Sounds gay.
Kind of sounds more like a pedophile.
Welcome to Papa's Basement. Cookies and wee for everyone. Little miniature rubbers. We're going to hell.
Yes.
So I'm trying to think. Someone I wanted to call in, actually. Let me go through the phone, see if there's anyone that... Oh, you know what? I can tell the story. Well, nah. There's a chick who works at my gym who's trying to set me up with someone else.
Not for real?
Yeah. And the girl in question is, like, amazing, like, really hot, charming as all hell.
Uh-huh.
And, like, super intelligent, because I did the stalker thing, because I was, okay. She's, the chick who set me up, kind of older, but still in good shape, because she works out.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde broad. She's like, yeah, there's a really cute Greek chick here. I got to set you up with her. I'm like, and this is when I was acting all positive and trying to buy into that before I started being a hermit again, which is what I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Christ, okay, bring it on, you know?
Yeah.
Bring on the Greek ass. So anyhow, out of that will be the soundbite I just play over and over when we host Papa's Gay Basement. Bring on the Greek ass.
So, I knew Greek.
Yeah. So anyhow, She shows me who this broad is. She's like, yeah, she's a gymnast. She's perky as anything. I'm like, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I finally see this girl in the gym, pretty damn good looking. Uh-huh. So I'm like, what gives? Okay. I don't know about you. I'm not the biggest on impression broads, period. But especially work and gym, to me, it's just S and where you eat.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the gym, not so much work, not as bad as work, rather. Gym, gym's iffy, though.
Yeah, it is. Because, like, I mean,
you're going to have to see the girl day in, day out. It's the one place where you're at a bar and a girl's out, and it's like, I didn't come here to be hit on. It's like, F you, see. You know, what did I mean by that? See you in Toledo. See you next Tuesday. Yeah, it's like, seriously, you're out here for at least some kind of reason. But at the gym, you know what, I'll let you have it. You might be here to work out. You know?
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I go to gay bars is to get hit on.
Exactly, just to boost your ego.
Yes.
Dennis Leonard Reynolds. Always Sunny in Philadelphia reference for those that aren't fans of the show. Anyhow, so I'm at the water fountain. This really hot chick taps me on the back. I turn around. It's the girl in question.
For real?
Yeah. She's like, look, I got to ask you something, man. I went to some Greek festival the other day, and are you Greek? I mean, you just really look Greek. She's like, that's a good thing, by the way.
Uh-huh. I'm like,
hot damn. Yeah, yeah, I am. So we get into it. This chick is so animated and charming. I mean, seriously, like work in a room. You ever seen Casino?
Uh-huh.
Where they talk about how Ginger can just work a room, make a room fall in love with. This chick is pulling that. I'm like, God damn, this is amazing to watch. And this chick's talking to me.
Yeah.
And sure enough, she tries to go for laughs too. And it's like, you know what? I might not be the most charming guy, but I'm funny. And I'll bury you on the laughs. And so I was joking back and making her laugh. And it was just really hitting it off. You know, like if I didn't know any better, you know, if I didn't know I was me, I'd say this chick liked me. But so anyhow, yeah, that's the current status of it. I'm waiting to see
what
it again.
Happened. You did.
Not well, no, she was on her way out and tasked me to say that, and then like is standing there talking to me about, you know, 5-10 minutes or something. And then she's like, look, I gotta go, but I'm here all the time, and we're gonna talk next time.
And, all right, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, so far, so good. It wasn't any kind of like number, you know, like I'm gonna claw it in your back.
Okay, but, that's good. All right.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed
smooth,
to go well.
Keep it smooth.
Yeah, low
don't
key,
rush.
Exactly. You don't want to be like, here's the ring, my big fat Greek Beyonce thing. So, but yeah, and then the clerk was like, yeah, she told me she got to talk to you and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, that's a good sign, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like a psychopath, I Googled this chick, and she's like a gymnast who's also getting like 4.0s or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's hot, and she's tall. I mean, she's like a perfect, like, Hitler wet dream genetic specimen type. You know what I mean? I'm like, Christ almighty. So, anyhow, yeah, that's the current status.
And right now she's currently listening because she stalks you too.
Yeah, exactly. She's listening, and now she knows I Google stalked her, which I'd never really done before. It doesn't really seem that effective. You know what
Leo's
I mean?
Leo's rolling his eyes.
Have I?
I don't think you Google, but MySpace and Facebook.
Oh, yeah, well, that's different. Those are set up for stalking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stalk on there all the time. Totally different.
Okay.
Google stalking. Yeah, my former roommate of mine, the illustrious Paul Ahn, was like, yeah, I hope you don't think I'm weird. I Googled everyone, and you're the only one I didn't get a hit on. I'm like, well, just because I don't have any articles with me, like, touching kids or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, where are you going to Google me?
Well, I mean, that's what James does to new people at work.
That's true. Oh, and James got in trouble. James, you got in trouble for that, didn't you, laddie?
Yes, I did.
You got his internet taken away for months on end.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know what? I saw the youngin, the son of Night Train Memories, was outside. It's his show this week.
Oh, it is. Yeah, last Saturday each month. Yeah.
So this is the young Night Train Memories.
Night Train Junior.
Night Train Junior, exactly.
He told us to call his show different though. I forget what it was.
I forgot the name of Junior's Night Train Memories.
I think it was like Saturday Swing Dancing. I don't know.
Nah, he's a metal kid, man.
Oh, metal.
He goes to jazz.
Cadillac Rocks Box.
Cadillac Rock Box. Was it box or band? Or
it's box, I think.
Rock Box. Yeah, because I was thinking Lock Box.
Yeah.
All right. So let's plug our websites one more time.
All right.
For www.myspace.com/jpapageo, which is J-P-A-P-A-G-E-O. And that has my blog and work, a little comedy crap, and a link to the show that you're already listening to, meaning you don't need the link.
Leo. Mine is myspace.com/slummitch. It just has me in my Halloween outfit of 2003, and that's it.
Yeah.
But if you want to search on Internet Movie Database, you can search my name, Leonard Reynolds. but I will soon change it to Leo Reynolds because it rolls off your tongue more smoothly.
Leo's all about the smooth. Well,
yes.
Once again, thank you for being on the show, Leo, the co-host. I think we might get Will. I'll have Will next week, actually. Okay. He'll be gone. Yeah. And then he said every other week he'll be on again. Yes.
And also out there, I have to plug in one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Colt 45, the best drink ever.
Brush your teeth with it. Yeah, and I guess if everyone wants to join up for beer pong, Leo's training has his tournament next weekend.
Yeah, so I need people, I guess, to beat. So
yeah, so come on by the house. I am me. You're all my friends listening.
Yes.
Because no one else listens except for
Cadillac Rock Box.
There we go.
.com.
All right, guys, let's we'll go out with a random Hall & Oates song. I'm just scanning around. Let's see what we got. Take it easy.
Please let it be Sarah Smile.
Do you want? Yeah. Why are we skipping around?
Yes.
Let's just. This is a slow jam. We're gonna make out in the car here in this. What's up? All right, we'll save that for 2 weeks from now.
All right.
Papa's Basement.